620 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Vice President Kamala Harris will be on the road to Chicago and the Democratic Convention. She's pitching her economic plan announced yesterday in North Carolina, as CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us.
Carolina, for example, since 2019, the price for a typical home has gone from something like $275,000 to nearly $450,000. That puts it out of the reach of most first-time home buyers. And so what Harris is proposing, first and foremost, is up to $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time home buyers.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in Israel today as talks over a ceasefire in Gaza may be reaching a critical stage.
He's cautiously optimistic.
We are closer than we've ever been. I don't want to jinx anything, but as my grandfather said, with the grace of God, good little neighbors, a lot of luck, we may have something.
The president was speaking in the Oval Office. While at the State Department, spokesman Vidhan Patel was also upbeat.
What we are focusing on now and what the talks are focusing on is working on the details of the implementation.
The talks in Doha will move to Cairo next week. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
There's a verdict in a deadly dispute between a white Florida woman and the black woman who died, CBS's Mark Strassman reports.
The defendant is guilty of manslaughter.
Susan Lorenz, guilty in the killing of neighbor A.J. Owens last year. Police say Lorenz had yelled at Owens' kids playing outside. Owens went to Lorenz's house to confront her. Prosecutors related how Lorenz fired once through her front door, killing Owens. The victim was unarmed. Lorenz told police she shot in fear. The all-white jury rejected Lorenz's claim of self-defense.
CBS's Christopher Cruz reports on an effort to stop deceptive car dealer practices.
The FTC says three Texas dealerships owned by Asbury Automotive, quote, systematically packed add-ons to purchases without consumers' consent, adding thousands to the price of their cars. The agency says in some cases, consumers were falsely told the add-ons were required, and it says black and Latino consumers were targeted. The FTC says black consumers were charged about $300 more for the same add-ons, and Latino customers about $200 more. The FTC says numerous consumers complained about Asbury's practices, saying they'd been charged for supposedly protective chemical coatings and service contracts to life and disability insurance policies.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm today with a high near 76. Tonight, slight chance of a storm, lows around 60. Sunny, breezy, and 80 for your Sunday. Winds out of the north about 20 miles per hour. For Monday, sunshine, 79. Sunny and 76 Tuesday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a tour of a full-service archery shop and range, kayaking the Atlantic off Scotland, and bear hunting in Minnesota, All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins us from home this week, and that is Wisconsin Rapids. Jeff, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to Wisconsin.
Thanks, Dan.
Does it feel strange?
I laugh. I haven't spent a lot of time here this summer.
No. Does it feel strange to sleep in your own bed for more than a couple of days?
Yeah, it does. It does, yeah.
Huh. Well, you got a couple weeks off now, right?
Yeah, I've got a few weeks before we head out to Skoda, Michigan for the National Walleye Tour Championship, and then that goes back-to-back with the MWC, and then I got a week off in between the World Walleye Championship. My season is done by the end of September this year, which is really great.
Well, that's nice. You'd be able to do some bow hunting.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, how did the MWC tournament in South Dakota go last weekend?
Yeah, the Bitter Lake event was great. We had 84 teams, which is a good size for a summertime event in South Dakota. 84 teams is great. We had a lot of teams from all over the country. We had anglers from Arizona. We had anglers from Indiana. Some of them really made a trek, Montana. And it was great. 31 pounds, 2 ounces, won it for 2 days of walleye fishing. The anglers could bring in 5 fish each day, but only 2 could be over 20 inches. And the ones that did so really made it count. We had quite a few 7-pound fish, 8-pound fish, a number of 6-pound fish, really some healthy fish off of Bitter Lake near Webster, South Dakota.
Well, who won it?
Yeah, so Austin Ellingson... Austin Ellington and Justin Strutz, they won it with those 31 pounds and 2 ounces. They were sitting third after day one and took the top spot. A couple of young guys that really were, you know, just kind of throwing their hat in the ring, just try the MWC thing, and I think they really enjoyed it.
Well, great. Did they win a lot of money or a boat, or what would they go home with?
$12,500. They weren't in the side pot, the option pot. You know, that could have been a little bit more money. They weren't in the right boat to qualify for a big contingency bonus there, but you know what? They take home some big, big trophies, and nobody can take away their win.
Yeah, very nice. And you were predicting it would take about 30 pounds to win it, and 31 something, that's right there.
Yeah, but right there. And we'd all talked about it before. After the rules meeting, we're like, well, maybe it could be a little bit more, but that big cold front really made it hard for the anglers to stay on fish from being so warm the week before to actually pretty chilly while we were in South Dakota. So yeah. Strange events happen when it comes to weather and fishing, and you just got to be able to adapt.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of cold fronts, I was on Lake Winnebago both Saturday and Sunday morning, and I might as well have left the boat on the trailer. Now, I've been humbled before by that lake. I stopped at the Riverhouse Bait and Tackle on River Street right there in Fond du Lac and bought some red worms and wax worms from Don Skog and got some jigs the second day. Lauren Voss and I fished Saturday, and then I took Vern Habeck and his cousin Roger Krause and their mutual cousin. I'm not sure how they're related. By the time they got done explaining first cousin, second cousin, mother's nephew kind of thing, Earl is all I know. I don't know how he was related, but he's related to them, and I haven't seen those guys in, 20 years. They are from Plymouth. They joined me on Sunday. We fished the West Shore both days off of Calbus Campground. There's a very nice boat launch there that's protected from the wind. And my goodness, the wind was really howling on Saturday. Sunny and breezy on Sunday still, but not as windy. But it was cold front or post-cold front conditions. Far from the best for walleye fishing. But it was good to get out there on the water with friends and get the boat wet again. But man, that landing was very weedy. I mean, I've seen weedy landings, but we peeled weeds off of the boat and the trailer, and then when I got home, I hosed it down, and I've got another week before I go up to the Lake Tomahawk area for the World Muskie Hunt, so I hope whatever remnants of weeds are on there will dry and be gone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was, like I say, not a good outing, but I caught a bunch of zebra mussels, believe it or not, on jigs. You know, we were jigging near bottom, of course, and every once in a while it would hang up, and here comes another zebra mussel. So there's got to be a bunch of them in there. And I was at Jeff and Sandy Kalo's semi-annual corn roast Saturday night. They had the Packers-Browns game playing on the porch and live music by Sammy Ray. She's from Oxford, I think, and she does a lot of country. But the main attraction was all the sweet corn you could eat, roasted or steamed, plus a chance to hobnob with some local celebrities. John O'Neill, he's a guy who dresses up as St. Vince. You've seen him at Packers games. Greg Owens, he's a radio host on WFDL in Fond du Lac. And, of course, Lauren Foss, Wisconsin Turkey Commander, was there. And Don Gorski, whose claim to fame is that he has eaten a Big Mac every day for more than 50 years, I think more than 34,000 in all. And I was there, too. I guess they consider me a local celebrity. And then Jeff had gifts. Jeff had gifts for all, and it was a lot of fun. No Packers this year.
I would say you are.
Of course, they were playing that night, so maybe that's one reason. But he's had Packers there in the past. Well, coming up, Huntworth Pro staffer Bernie Behringer tells us how he's getting ready for bear season there in Minnesota. Wildlife biologist J.C. Chamberlain gives us a tour, a walkthrough of Pappas Trading Post in Orena, Wisconsin. And my son, sailboat captain John Small, reports on his recent trip to Scotland and sailing on Lake Superior. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peatonwell are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-peatonwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Orena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Orena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is our Northwoods correspondent and my son, Captain Jonathan Small. He's a licensed sailboat captain on Lake Superior. He's just back from a trip to Scotland, and we'll talk to him about that. Well, John, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Now, you've been back a few days, and we will talk about what you've been doing, but Scotland is still fresh in your mind, I'm sure. What were you doing there?
Well, we traveled there for basically a christening. A friend of ours had a child, and so it was a big friends and family get-together.
Well, great. But you did some outdoor stuff as well.
Yeah, we did. We did quite a bit of hiking, some canyoning, did a day of kayaking, and even played golf.
Okay. What is the terrain there like compared to where you live in Bayfield County, which is pretty hilly? You're on kind of the spine of the Bayfield Peninsula, right where you live.
Well, this is more old volcanic granite islands, and yeah, very hilly. The roads are nothing like what we have in the United States. I would call them cart paths.
Oh.
Yeah, but quite nice. I had a great time.
Well, good. Let's take some of these adventures one at a time. Where do you want to start? How about hiking?
That seems to be what people do there. There's a lot of walking tours, and so there are many trails on this island, and you know, you see a lot of people dressed up as full-on hikers. They have, you know, hiking poles and nice boots and, you know, very light clothing, and they go for, you know, 16 miles sometimes.
Wow. Are these trails well-maintained?
I think they're maintained by foot traffic and some mowing, weed whacker maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we did were coastal, so very rocky along the shore, with sheer cliffs above and seabirds, and quite scenic.
Okay. What was the wildlife like that you saw?
We did see some seals. I think they were common harbor seals. A lot of shorebirds. Saw signs about red deer, but never saw any of them. And, yeah, that's about it.
Are there maps of these trails or signage so you know where you are?
Yeah, there's little two-inch circles posting with an arrow in the direction you should be going. Very, very out of the way, non-intrusive.
Okay. And maps, paper maps or not?
We did not have those. We relied on our phones and often found that really the only option for good maps was a paid app, which we did not use. So we kind of went with the signs. In Scotland, they have a right to roam, and basically, you know, no private land is excluded from public access. And so we were walking through sheep pastures, cow pastures. It's basically leave no trace kind of activity, and you have the right to cross private property.
And people are used to that there. Here, you've got fences and you've got posted signs. It's pretty different here.
Yeah. No, it's just the way they are. And I found it a bit surprising, you know, we can just go through here, and yeah, that's the way it is.
Cool.
Really, as long as you're not starting a fire or causing any damage, there's no problem.
Well, nice. And then you did something called canyoning. What is that?
Yeah, canyoning was essentially walking up a small river. We were dressed head to toe in essentially wet water gear, full wetsuits, wetsuit tops, flash jackets, life vest, helmets, and water shoes.
Huh.
And essentially we followed a route up a river where we climbed waterfalls, swam through holes, did a few jumps off about 15-foot cliffs into pools, and yeah, just kind of navigated our way upstream.
Nice. Does anybody do anything like that here?
Not that I'm aware of. I think we probably have a few places that would be good for it. This was a nice, compact little run. I mean, we did it in about 3 hours. There were features, you know, every few hundred yards or so. They had it well planned out.
You think you might be able to do it here?
You know, I don't know. I think the water's got to be right, and you have to have a nice, compact area. I can't think of a place right now that would make sense. We don't have the kind of vertical drop that they had.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you played golf.
Yeah, I actually played golf in Scotland, where it was invented. I played at Shishkine Golf and Tennis Club. And was interesting because I've never played a 12-hole golf course before.
Now, why is it 12 holes?
I think they ran out of space. I'm not sure. I don't know the reason. I mean, they invented golf, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful coastal golf course with plenty of hazards. I lost quite a few balls, but I did manage to find my swing about halfway through and actually had a few birdie putts. Not that I made the putt, but I was on the green and putting for birdie.
Nice. Okay. And then kayaking is something you do here, but you did it there as well.
Yep. We did a full day, three island tour with an outfitter out of Lamb Lash where we were staying. We paddled out to what's called the Holy Isle. We were on the Isle of Arran, so that's island one. And then we went to the Holy Isle, which is a Buddhist monastery, kind of about a mile crossing. We paddled by some salmon farms, which apparently are quite common in Scotland. And I was informed that basically any salmon you get in Scotland is going to be from one of these farms.
Uh-huh.
And then we finished out going out to a small island with a lighthouse, which was fairly well maintained. I mean, it's automated now. It was still painted, still had a light, but we got to see some of the old lighthouse fixtures, like the air horn, the fog horn, which was quite impressive.
Did they have the Fresnel light like the lighthouses in the Apostle Islands have? No, huh?
No, nothing like that, no.
Okay.
And it wasn't really open or access, so we couldn't go up the tower.
Okay. But here in Lake Superior, you can visit some of the lighthouses on some of the islands, and you've done that, haven't you?
I have, yeah. In fact, I did see a Fresnel lens on Devil's Island a few years ago, which was quite interesting, quite an elaborate setup. To amplify the light.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable how it works. And some of the oldest lenses in the country, maybe in the world, that are still in operation or that are still there are in the lighthouses in the Apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that you've been back, you've been sailing pretty much every day from what you told me.
Yeah, quite a bit. Sailing for two tour companies, True North Sailing Charters and All Hands Sailing, both out of Bayfield. And yeah, just running trips, 2-hour, 5-hour, full day trips.
And how does it work if someone wants to sail with you?
Well, basically they book a charter on the website and meet me on the pier. We go through the basics of deck safety and, you know, if they're interested in sailing, I'm all for it. My goal as a captain is to do as little as possible. So I'm very happy to have people pull lines and hear the boat, do anything that they can do, and anything that makes their experience more fun.
And they enjoy that, the working part of it?
Most people do. Some people just want to sit back and relax, and in that case, I'll sail the boat. But if they're willing and able, I'm more than happy. Everything's available, really. The only thing I really need to do is take the boat off the dock and land it.
And you've had a lot of experience with that now that you have sometimes two or three trips a day.
Yeah, you know, some days I do 4 2-hour trips, and that's, you know, 4 launches and landings. So
yeah.
Getting pretty handy at it.
All right. And if someone wants to sail with you, how do they get in touch?
Well, probably the easiest way is online. I sail for two companies. There's All Hands Sailing, which is allhandsailing.org, or True North Sailing Charters, truenorthsailingcharters.com. You can book online. Basically, these trips can take up to 6 people. So don't be discouraged if the trip has a couple people on it. You can fill in those extra seats.
And if you want a private trip, you can arrange that too, right?
Yep. You can pay for the full boat for the time, and it costs a little extra.
All right. Well, John, I am looking forward to getting out on the water, both fishing and maybe some sailing yet this year. So you and I, of course, will keep in touch. But thanks again for sharing your experience with us and talking with our listeners out there.
My pleasure.
John Small, captain with All Hands Sailing and True North Sailing Charters, and their websites again, allhandsailing.org, truenorthsailingcharters.com. Check them out. It's a lot of fun. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at DanSmallOutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm actually standing outside Pappas Trading Post here on Highway 14 west of Arena. They're about a half hour west of Madison, Wisconsin, and they're on the web also at pappastradingpost.com. And I'm here with J.C. Chamberlain, and you may hear some traffic because, as I say, we're outside the store. And, J.C., I see you've got a number of hunting blinds out here. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we've got a few different blinds from Shadow Hunter, anything from like a 5x6, a couple different models, and a 6x6 combo, and then a 6x8 version for those guys. All hard-sided, R7 insulation, steel under the floor so critters can't chew through it, and all aluminum siding. So really nice blind.
Are they modular, or do you have to transport the whole blind as it is?
They are actually transport as is. They do have some models that are modular, but with these, yeah, they're all put together, ready to go, and weatherproof. So.
Which is easier than I get it out in the woods and I got to have all the parts and somebody to hold this side while I put that side on and that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's cases where that can come in really handy, but these guys, they're just really, really nice. They're really not that hard to transport. As long as you have a 6-foot wide trailer, you can slide it right on there, and they tie down really well because the corners are exposed. So super solid.
So if I were to go to something like that with my 13-foot flow trailer that I can get a side-by-side on, I could probably put two of those on there,
yep.
Couldn't I?
Actually, pretty easily. We've had guys, you know, pick up two, three, even four on some of the long tractor version trailers with dual axles and stuff. So we can get quite a bit on there. And they're not overly heavy, right around 600, 650 pounds, roughly.
So you and I and a third person, we could maneuver them off the trailer?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So a lot of times, honestly, Rainey and I can load them alone on his tilt trailer, his little aluminum tilt trailer.
Really? Okay. Cool. Well, let's go inside.
Sure.
So you've got bows back in the corner here, quite a selection of bows, and you carry Matthews and Mission exclusively in the vertical bows, right?
Yes, that's correct. For quite a while, actually, we've been just exclusively Matthews and Mission since about 2007, roughly. Just been a great company to work with. Very easy to get parts, and they're local, so that's really awesome.
Local being Sparta, which is just down the road.
Yeah, only about an hour 20 away, hour and a half.
Yeah, 30 minutes for me.
Yep. I wish it was that close.
Now, these are all the new lift bows you were telling me before?
So, yeah, we have an array of different models as far as the 29.5 axle-to-axle and the 33, different options for camo. There's four solid colors and then six or seven camo patterns that you can choose and mix and match. So it's a really neat thing to do there.
So if someone comes in with a different draw length, or I draw mid-50s and you might be 60, 65, how do you arrange that?
Each of the bows now with the cam system, it's actually built so the mod controls the draw length, peak draw weight, and let off. So we can take the same bow and make it a 25-55 max, or we could make it a 30-inch 80-pound max just by changing the mod. So it makes it really nice and handy for us.
Okay, and then over on the other wall, you've got Mission bows, and these are more starter bows, you would say? Or?
So I would say more economically priced and in that, you know, youth and starter options. You know, anywhere from like erratic in the Mission, which would be like early on. So most of the kids will be 10 and under, maybe even a few a little bit older. Then you jump up to the Hammer, which will go a little bit further in draw length and draw weight. So you can get up to 70 pounds and 29 inches. And then switch from there, which that one would be what I would consider the adult starter for the most part. A little longer axle to axle, and then 30-70 for that max. And then you jump up to the MXR, which is actually going to be a really nice price point bow. It shoots incredibly well.
Okay, and as I think I told you earlier, Ozzy, who lives with us and works with us on the farm, shot a deer last year, made a good 30-yard shot using a Mission bow that he bought right here.
Yeah, it was great to hear that he got one on the ground and could put it to good use.
And then you carry several lines of crossbows here. What have you got?
So we carry Mission, 10-point, and Raven. And pretty much every model of all of them, there might be a few of the 10 points that we don't have in stock. But with Mission, they have three different models. Raven and 10 Point both have a bunch of different ones with crank systems built in. Neat models, usually a little quicker. We got plenty of options from everybody, you know, anywhere from right around that $1,000 and up.
And how does somebody choose a crossbow? Now, they've all got, they all shoot bolts or arrows. You know, they're called bolts for a crossbow. They've all got scope sights. Some of them have a crank to cock them. If somebody comes in and says, I think I want a crossbow, how do you help them choose one besides a price?
Well, you usually would start there and ask if they have a budget. Next, we would go to, do they need a crank system or not? And then, depending on capability as well there, because we do have quite a few people that have some kind of physical disability, and then we would take it from there. And what they're looking for out of it as well. Some guys are purely looking for speed. Some guys are like, hey, I want something that's similar to my, as close to my compound as I could get, as far as quiet, smooth. And then we just kind of go from there and shoot a few different models and see where they end up.
So you can shoot these and then get the feel for them just as you would a bow?
Yeah, absolutely. We take them in the service lane just like we would a compound, and you can fire some arrows through it, see what you think, if you like the trigger or not, if you like the weight, how it balances. Even some case the reticles, because they are a little bit different. They're all pretty similar, but you know, some are circles, some are dots, some are crosshairs. So a lot of options there as well.
Okay. And then other accessories, you've got targets, you've got arrows, you've got sights, releases, anything somebody would need to be a bow hunter.
Yeah, we've pretty much got everything you would need from start to finish. Accessories for the bow, harnesses, backpacks if you're going out west, elk calls, that kind of thing, camel, boots, you name it, it's around.
And you build arrows here, work on bows here. Let's take a look in the shop.
Sure.
So this looks like a workshop.
Yeah, this is where all the magic happens back here. It definitely gets a little messy this time of year, but for the most part, we have, you know, a rack that we can hang all the bows on that we're either getting serviced or are done. And then we have, as you can see, three different presses, a pile of string and cables, and then our workbench. You know, we got five or six jigs on there to actually hold the bow while we're working on it. And then in the back is where we keep all the arrows, you know, that we're building, or some of the back stock that we've got, you know, as well as shafts and different fletchings. And we're able to do, you know, anywhere from like a full dozen at one time, 3 foot, 4 fletch, whatever you desire.
So if I have a particular design, shorter fletching, longer fletching, I want green and yellow, I want Packer colors, or I want Bears colors, or I want, I don't know, all white, you can do that?
Absolutely. So we can do any color that you want, combination pretty much, with just about any vein. We get typically in stock 4 different companies that we do a lot of veins with.
And put a little blood on the shaft.
Well, we hope everybody gets to, but we try not to ourselves.
Right. Okay, let's take a look at your range. Well, you're going to hear an echo in here now because we're in the range, and man, that looks like a half a mile to the back. How long is this range?
So we have 40 yards inside. It looks a lot longer with the building and stuff, but we do keep target 4x4 morale targets on wheels, so you can actually go from 0 to 40 as far as your distance goes, and then different style targets as well, so single spot, 5 spot. We do have a couple that are designated crossbow only, just because they're much beefier targets. Yeah, anytime we're open, the lanes here are open, and it is climate controlled to the extent of, you know, you're not going to freeze or sweat too bad when you're in here.
And the mosquitoes aren't going to bother you in the summertime.
Yeah, you're not going to get lugged away by bugs, hopefully.
So if somebody comes in and wants to shoot their new bow, where do you start them?
So we usually will start in the service lane, make sure that they're really close, or even here at, say, 5 or 10 yards, make sure that it's real close, within 5-6 inches anyway, and then we'll push them right back to 20 and start there.
Okay. Let's step outside here where we don't have the echo. Well, that was great to have a tour of your place. I wish I had video with us so you folks could see it, but maybe you could imagine and visualize it. I wish you folks could see this row of deer here. I'm not going to count them, but it looks like, 20 or 25 pretty good size heads. Are these all yours and Randy's and other folks who work here?
I wish they were all mine. Actually, Randy's probably got the most here. a good array of his, and then some of the other guys that work here, you know, or have worked here in the past and just don't have room for them, they keep them here. But definitely some really good deer to look at. I do have a couple elk, which nobody else has at the moment from the shop, which is kind of cool. But no, it's pretty neat being here and working and seeing these deer all the time, for sure.
Well, I would guess that it keeps you inspired because you see them every day when you're in here. Now, I see your elk flank the deer. That's kind of cool. Well, we've got a month to bow season. What should we be doing now?
So right now, shoot. That's one of the biggest things I can say is fracks. Get out there and do it, whether it's on a spot, if you can, 3D or silhouette, that style. The other thing would be prepping stands and, you know, finishing up on food plot work and that kind of thing.
All right. Well, JC, we're going to let you go. I'm going to drive home, and we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. So thanks for the tour, and thanks for the advice.
Yeah, it was great to have you stop by, and really cool to have you here.
It's always fun to stop. I do when I'm coming through the area. Folks, stop by Pappas Trading Post if you're in the area or if you're looking for a new bow or want to shoot an indoor climate-controlled 40-yard range. They've got it all here on Highway 14 just west of Arena. You can find them on the web, too, at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit pappastradingpost.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris released her new economic plan with affordable home buying prominent. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
What Harris is proposing is up to $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time home buyers, with the most generous assistance to go to first-in-their-generation individuals to purchase a home or to live in this country.
Hurricane Ernesto is battering Bermuda. Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center.
Ernesto made landfall on Bermuda. The maximum sustained winds are 85 miles per hour with higher gusts.
The Florida jury said guilty to white Susan Lorenz for killing her unarmed black neighbor.
The victim's family was emotional as the verdict was read.
It's a good step in the right direction. The jury did their job. Now it's up to Judge Hodges to do his job.
Lorenz faces a sentence of up to 30 years behind bars.
CBS's Mark Strassman reporting. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm today with a high near 76. Tonight, slight chance of a storm, lows around 60. Sunny, breezy, and 80 for your Sunday. Winds out of the north about 20 miles per hour. For Monday, sunshine, 79. Sunny and 76 Tuesday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is performance camo wear at a price you can afford. You can find it at Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores and online at huntworthgear.com. And joining me now is a familiar voice to listeners of this program from Brainerd, Minnesota, Huntworth Pro Staffer Bernie Barringer. His YouTube channel is Bow Hunting Road, and he's been an influencer in the hunting world since before influencer was a thing. Well, Bernie, thanks for joining us again, and welcome back.
My pleasure.
We didn't know we were influencers, did we?
No, all I knew is I was trying to scratch out a living without getting a real job, that's all.
Yeah. Well, your bear season in Minnesota starts September 1st, and you've been busy getting ready. What are you doing now?
The baiting starts this weekend, and I've had to go out and ride four-wheelers on all the trails to get to the baits. Every year it seems like there's trees that fall across the trails in the winter and stuff like that, so I got to get out and make sure everything's working and can get to all the access sites, and then we're starting to put out bait. It's going to be a good year. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm northeast of Grand Rapids, kind of in the northeast part of Minnesota. My bear camp is about 2 hours from my home, and there's a lot fewer natural foods for the bears up in this area than there is in central Minnesota where I live. It's a very odd year.
Does that have anything to do with the rainfall? We've had tons of rain here. Berries are everywhere.
I think it does. In some areas we had the right rain at the right times, and other areas they just didn't. And then another thing that happened this year, I think we had rain that knocked a lot of blossoms off, like the choke cherries and the berries and things like that. Almost all bear foods are insect pollinated. And there seems to be like a disconnect this year between when the plants had the blossoms and when they actually produced the fruit. And they just didn't produce the fruit. So if something happened with the insect, or a rain just kind of knocked all the pollen, and maybe a wind, because there was a lot of choke cherry blossoms, and then there's no choke cherries. But it's real spotty this year. Some areas have a lot of berries and others don't.
So that's not good for bears, but it's good for bear hunters, right?
It definitely is. We're expecting the bears to be on the baits pretty good this year in this area because of the low amount of natural foods. And, you know, I did something this year that I always thought would be fun to do, and that's I actually went out and put some trail cameras on some of the bait sites like a week or two before I actually started baiting them, just to see if the bears come around and start checking them, and they did. I put three cameras out, and I've got bears multiple visits on those bait sites before I've even started baiting. So they know right where they are, and they know what time to go, and they're already there. They're waiting in line, I guess.
That's amazing. So how does bear hunting work in Minnesota? If you could give us kind of a quick summary of the rules.
Well, it's a draw process where you got to have preference points. Some of the zones you can draw with about 3 points, but most of them are about 5 to 6 points now, and sometimes even 7. You just have to keep applying, or you can just buy a point each year. And that's pretty much the way it works. So if you're going to go on a bear hunt in Minnesota, you got to plan several years ahead and start accumulating those points. The actual application period is in April, and then they do the draw around the 1st of June.
So it's similar to Wisconsin. We have a draw here and zones just as you do there.
Yeah, it's very similar. In fact, the bear hunting is similar in a lot of ways. There's two real main differences. Number one, in Minnesota, there isn't a limit on how much bait you can put out. So we load them up good. We don't like the bears to run out of bait.
Uh-huh.
So we put a lot more bait out. And the other thing is the fact that we don't have hound hunting here in Minnesota. That's definitely a difference, too.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm glad you mentioned hounds, because here in Wisconsin, a number of bear hounds have been killed by wolves already during the training season. It's 2 or 3 a week in the northern part of the state. And some hunters report wolves are actually hitting bear baits, eating the donuts and the, you know, the non-meat things that you put out. Have you had experience with wolves on your baits?
Yeah, I got 21 baits this year, and I've probably 13 to 15 of them will have wolves that will visit it multiple times. I've quit using meat altogether. Bears love meat, but it just attracts too many wolves. And they do eat other things other than meat, obviously, because I've seen them eat donuts. And
yeah,
the wolf population is extremely high. And we don't, of course, hounds being killed by wolves, but pets, you know, every time I'm up in this forested area and I see a picture of a dog and it says lost pet with a phone number, I'm like, you're probably not ever going to find that dog, because mm-hmm. you probably got ate by wolves. It's way more common than people realize.
Have you had encounters yourself?
Yes, I have had some close calls, not dangerous type close calls, but bumped wolves off the bait. And we've actually had hunters sitting on a stand when the wolves circled them and so forth. And I mean, it's fun to see them, but it's not ideal for bear hunting at all. The bears and wolves do not get along. Wolves will kill, especially immature and young bears. If a cub can't get up a tree, a wolf's going to eat it.
Uh-huh.
And when they encounter it, you know. So I've seen, you know, wolves that really start to go to a bait regularly and they shut the bait down. The bears just quit coming back.
Uh-huh.
And I've also seen where they just kind of avoid each other and the bears come and then the wolves come and then back and forth. But you just never know.
Wow. So in some instances, they take turns, essentially.
Yeah, they just don't like each other, so they try to avoid each other, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, got it. Well, advice for hunters who want to get into bear hunting and have never done it? I would guess go with an outfitter is one thing, right?
Well, you can learn a lot from an outfitter. There's so much information available nowadays, too. You know, my YouTube channel, Bow Hunting Road, has tons of information on how to bait bears and strategies and how to find great locations and things like that. There's just a lot of information available out there. So outfitter is a good option. Or, you know, if you want to do it yourself, just go get started. It's pretty addictive. I got to warn you about that. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's pretty clear watching your video. You're out there in the summer, mosquitoes all around you, blood from mosquitoes on your neck in one instance, and you're smiling and saying, I love this. So I understand the addiction. I'm that way with turkeys and muskies, so I get it with bears. Just not my passion, that's all. How can someone hunt with you, Bernie?
My website's berniesbearcamp.com. For the next 3 years, I've only got a spot or two available. So if you want to do it, and if you got the points, you better get a deposit in or just start applying for points and go to my website. All my contact information is there at berniesbearcamp.com. I've been really fortunate. Even last year was a really tough year, and everybody in my camp so far has had a chance to shoot a bear from day one. So nobody's ever left without having a chance to shoot a bear.
Well, you can't beat that for sure. Well, you can, I suppose, if everybody shoots one, but at least seeing one and having an opportunity is critical.
Right.
Now, you and I are both Huntworth pro staffers. What Huntworth gear are you using this time of year for early bear hunting?
Well, I love the Tarnin pattern. They have a pair of pants they call Durham pants. I wear those every single day during baiting, during hunting, and everything like that. They're super durable. And they fit super well. I love the way Huntworth clothing fits. The Tarnin pattern has a lot of green in it, and it just seems like it really works in the northern forest areas where we're bear hunting. So I got a lot of it. And they got a new pattern that just came out, and I haven't even been able to get any of it yet because they say it's selling so fast they can't get it to the influencers. We're kind of last on the list, I guess.
Well, that's a good thing for them, but not so much for us.
Right, that's true.
Okay. Anything else you want to leave us with?
Just thanks for the opportunity. And I really encourage people, if you are interested in bear hunting, just go give it a try. It's really fun, and it's done at a time of the year when there isn't much else going on for hunting. So just add it to your hunting endeavors each year.
All right. Well, Bernie, thanks so much for that report. Good luck this season. We'll be following your YouTube channel, Bow Hunting Road, and we'll send folks to your website, berniesbearcamp.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate it, and I'll be putting videos up about twice a week.
All right. Bernie Barringer, his YouTube channel, Bow Hunting Road, and again, his website, berniesbearcamp.com. He's a Huntworth pro staffer. You can find Huntworth gear at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and online at huntworthgear.com. And on Bernie's back and my own. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth Gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have a big inventory clearance sale on right now, boats, electronics, docks, and lifts, and the Crestliner rebates are still available. It's a great time to get into a new boat and save big. If you want to buy a boat, you can also reserve, or if you already have your boat and you need to find a place for it, you can reserve your winter storage space at Cedar Lake Sales. It's first come, first serve, and so you need to check with them to make sure there is still space for you. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, PROF. HearingCare.com, by the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Peatonwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org, and the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this radio show is online all the time as well. You can download it, take it with you. Check us out at lakedeck-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page and get us there. Or you can go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and find us. Dan is on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
We've got a few DNR notices this week. Wolf attacks are, I don't know if they're increasing, Jeff, but it seems every week there's another bear hound that's attacked. Bernie and I talked about that earlier in the show. And there was even an incident of a wolf grabbing a chihuahua from a backyard in Minocqua Woodruff area. And that dog was never to be seen again, unfortunately. And let's see, eligible hunters have less than a month to sign up for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. The deadline for that is September 15th. Hunt dates are October 5th through the 13th. You can learn about all about this and eligibility requirements and everything else on the DNR website, keywords deer hunting. And we've also mentioned the Sand Hill Wildlife Area Special Hunt, November 2nd and 3rd. If you're interested in that, go to the DNR website and just look for the Sand Hill Outdoor Skills calendar. Wildlife Research Center, one of our sponsors for the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show, is holding a trail cam photo contest now through December 31st. Entries must feature a Wildlife Research Center scent kit. And obviously you'd want a deer in that picture too. To enter, visit the Shoot On website, which is shoot-on.com, and click on giveaways. You'll find it there. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can find more on Warren and his music at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.